Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, the Friday Splash begins with no return to practice yet for Cliff Kingsbury. Cardinals head coach remains out a week after testing positive for COVID-19. Also, no news on Cardinals Chandler Jones, Corey Peters, or Zach Allen, who returned positive COVID tests last week. On the injury front on Thursday, Jordan Hicks missed practice once again on Thursday with toe and ankle injuries. So it looks like the reality for the Cardinals, Bick, is going into a second straight week without a head coach. But at least they've got something to fall back on in terms of experience.
They've done it before. Yeah. And I think that they've got a good thing going. I think Vance Joseph steps into that role very smoothly. You heard him all week long. There was no... Oh, this is weird. You know what I mean? There was none of that coming from Vance Joseph. He's very cool and comfortable in that role. And like I said, Kyler Murray's got such command that I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thursday Night Football, no Nick Chubb, no Kareem Hunt. So what do the Cleveland Browns do? They unleashed D'Ernest Johnson on the world. Johnson, who spent time with the Orlando Apollos of the Alliance of American Football not long ago. Ran for 146 yards and a touchdown. Browns hang on for a 3-point 17-14 win over the Broncos, the fraudulent Denver Broncos.
Yeah, listen, I get the game was boring, but I was actually inspired by the way the Browns played, especially that kid. The way he ran the football.
Oh, he ran like he had a vendetta.
Well, and I don't know if and when Baker Mayfield's ever going to return. He is pretty jacked up. But that was a big game for the Browns to win.
It was. They snapped their two-game skid. They're 4-3. The Broncos have lost four straight after starting 3-0. Suns get their first taste of the road tonight in Los Angeles against the Lakers. Both teams lost their opener. Suns, of course, fell to Denver 110-98 on Wednesday at Footprint Center, while the Lakers fell at home to Golden State on Tuesday night by 7. First of four meetings between the two teams this year. Tip-off at 7, pregame coverage at 6:30 here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. The Suns also added to their roster. They signed Ish Wainwright to a two-way contract.
Well, that's progress, because that was one of the criticisms about the frugality of the Suns.
Yeah,
not investing in two-way players.
That they didn't even have a full roster? It's up to 16 now. Wainwright played his college ball at Baylor, where he finished up in 2017. He's got professional experience in Europe and was in training camp with the Raptors before being waived earlier this month. The night in the NBA, wow, what a difference a couple days makes for the Milwaukee Bucks. They opened their season in grand fashion on Tuesday, but man, they got dominated by the Heat, who were opening their season last night. 137-95. Bucks already without center Brook Lopez and guard Drew Holiday. They got crushed. Tyler Hero came off the Miami bench with 27. Steph Curry went 9-for-9 in the first quarter, 25 points, finished with 45. Warriors moved to 2-0. They beat the Clippers last night in the Clippers' first game of the season. Curry had 10 rebounds again. He's a menace on the board.
Well, I don't think he's going to start stacking up triple-doubles anytime soon, but this is a couple of statements from the Warriors to start this season.
It's a good roster.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When healthy.
Yeah. They don't even have 75 all-time player Klay Thompson back yet.
Bite your tongue, Jared. Uh-huh. He did not make that list.
What?
Jared's upset about this. Luka Doncic and the Mavericks lost to Atlanta 113-87 in their season opener. Cam Reddish led six Atlanta players in double figures with 20. Chris Taylor, ho-hum, three home runs, drove in six. Dodgers 11-2 over the Braves. They stave off elimination in the National League Championship Series. That stands 3-2 Atlanta. Taylor, the first Major League Baseball player to hit three home runs in a postseason game since his former teammate, Kike Hernandez, did it in 2017 against the Cubs. By the way, Kike Hernandez is like Babe Ruth in October.
Yeah.
A.J. Pollock also homered for the Dodgers. Braves return home for Game 6 tomorrow. Still in the driver's seat to win the pennant. Ian Anderson on the hill against Max Scherzer in that game that starts at 2:08. American League Championship Series back in Houston for Game 6 today. The Astros still one win away from the World Series. Luis Garcia gets the start tonight for Houston against Nathan Eovaldi in the game that gets underway at 5:08. Coyotes drop their fourth straight, 5-1. They fall to Edmonton at Gila River Arena. Connor McDavid, two goals, allowing him to surpass 200 in his career. Dyson Mayo scored, which Jared's a big fan of that condiment, Dyson Mayo.
Yeah.
Puts it on his...
Preferred Dyson Miracle Whip.
Yeah. He scored for the Coyotes in his NHL debut. Yotes host the Islanders tomorrow night before hitting the road for a six-game road trip starting in Florida on Monday. ASU's got this weekend off, which actually started last week. They took the second half off against Utah, and they're just continuing it this weekend. Wildcats looking to break their nation-worst 18-game losing streak. They host Washington tonight at Arizona Stadium in Tucson. Will Plummer, due to injuries to Gunnar Cruz and Jordan McLeod, gets the start for Arizona, who, by the way,
yeah,
17.5-point underdog at home. That game gets underway at 7. You can take the week off from college football. There is not one game featuring a matchup of two ranked teams. Best game probably is USC against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Do some yard work. Pull
go
a Bickley.
Rake some rocks. Yeah, don't
clean your garage.
Yeah,
but wear some shoes.
Do not mop a finished garage floor barefoot. Don't do that.
Rubber soles.
Learn from my incredible stupidity.
And Phoenix Rising FC manager Rick Shantz had his contract extended through 2024. Shantz currently has the Rising in first place in the league standings, and they will be home tomorrow night hosting Sacramento Republic at Wild Horse Pass, a game that could be heard on ArizonaSports.com at 7:30. There you go.